Well, we do have a winter storm heading our way. Everybody seems to agree on that. National Weather Service has a winter storm warning in effect, basically from tomorrow evening through Sunday. And we have a warning now for Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, who told you about it not only on Monday, but told you about this weeks ago.
I told you after
the middle part of January. That was it.
You did. And I want to give you credit. You were the first one that I know of, especially, I'll say, within a 50-mile radius, that put out a definitive kind of prediction of a foot or more yesterday morning. Nobody had the guts to put out anything like that. And now almost every forecast that I look like is coming into agreement with that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I'm glad that at least we're under our winter storm warning, because the rest of the state is not. They're on their winter storm watches. That's because it comes out of two different weather service offices.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah, absolutely dumb.
Very. I mean, you know, talk about the public getting confused. Okay, so if you're down in Fairfield, you're not under a warning, you're under a watch. But meanwhile, you're up here in Northwest Connecticut, you're under a warning. What's the difference? Well, down south, you'll have probably more ice and less snow. Nevertheless, it still constitutes a warning for a storm.
For a winter storm, absolutely.
Period. And we'll have a little bit of snow or snow globe. I like to call this snow globe snow. Snow globe snow with snow showers here and there. Little sun. Near 40 today. 20 to 25 tonight. Clear. Clouds come in tomorrow, 25 to 30. The snow comes in tomorrow evening early. So get ready for that. And that snow will continue into Sunday. It will mix with some sleet and freezing rain. Then it gets sharply colder. We fall into the teens Sunday afternoon. The wind picks up. We're looking for snow and ice accumulations of over a foot again. And I'm thinking from Saturday night into Sunday, over a foot of snow. How much over? I'm thinking between a foot and a foot and a half. And then on Monday, we'll probably start off in the morning between 0 and 5 below. It'll be partly sunny with icy winds and the highs. Lucky if we get to 15 degrees on Monday.
I'll give the weather gods credit here. We have a thrift shop that raises funds for us here,
right?
Okay, and we never do really big things with it. I mean, we don't have huge super duper duper things, but this weekend we decided to have special hours for Martin Luther King weekend, because you know it's a holiday on Monday. So for the first time ever, we're going to be open with this fundraiser for us. We're going to be open on Friday today, normal hours, okay? Saturday, normal hours, but we're going to open up on Monday, which we never do. Now, when the forecast first started getting calculated for what was going to happen, we were worried that, well, it looks like today and tomorrow will be great for people to come out and support the radio station by raising funds at the Bargain Barn. And it'll obviously take a brave soul to come out on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the weather will be, you know, hazardous on Monday the way it will be Saturday night and Sunday.
It'll just be terrible, cold, bitter cold.
That's it. You're just going to have to bundle up. But again, all unnecessary travel Saturday night and Sunday is or should be avoided. I mean, there are still, what a bunch of, some of these people are so stupid. I told you about a friend of mine who called, said that the parents going to the Catskills.
Yeah.
Saturday, they come back Sunday. I said, no, they're not. I don't know what they're doing, but I don't care. Then I had four other friends call, going into the city Saturday night to see, I forget his name, but you probably know him, that Italian comedian.
I don't know. But,
I think he's been on Netflix.
I don't know. Lou Black is the only comedian I follow.
No, this is an Italian comedian. He's doing two shows,
all right,
Saturday and Sunday in the city. And they're going. They're going Saturday night. So then another person said to me, well, I'm going Sunday. I said, you're driving? They said, no, we're going to take the train in.
No, you're not. Yeah.
Long Island Railroad. I said, you could take the train in. I said, I'm just going to warn you something. I know what you're going to say. I said, what's that? you could have delay. I said, when you have weather like this, switching on the Long Island Railroad is a big problem. And I know because we work for the Long Island Railroad. And that's what we have to gear our forecast to. I said, so that could be a big problem. Well, I paid a lot of money for these tickets. I don't want to waste it. I said, well, maybe they'll give you some sort of a thing for, like, you know, use it at another time. Yeah. But he's only scheduled for Saturday and Sunday. You know what? Do what you want. Yeah. You know, don't put me over the grill asking me all these questions because you're going to do what you want anyhow. So go ahead and do what you want. And that's it. And I know I'm staying put this weekend. And, of course, if Anthony Jay or Anthony Martella need me, I'm here to help them as we go through the storm. And I know when I meet with you on Monday, it's all going to be history. We're going to talk about it. We're going to say, you know what, Pat? It really did live up to its potential. Or, you know what, Pat? It wasn't nearly as bad. Or, Pat, it was a lot worse than you made it out to be.
You know what's interesting about people and about even news people? They're trying when a storm. This is going to be a major winter storm, no matter what it does, whether it's rain, freezing rain, sleet, or snow. It's going to be a major winter storm. It's going to be a lot of wind. It's a major winter storm. Media tries to compare it to the major storms in the past. Yeah. Okay, to hype things up. You can't do that with weather until it's over. Because you can't compare this to like the 40-inch snowstorm we had in October years ago. You can't compare this to the time when I was in Kingston, New York, and we had 3 snowstorms within a week, and we got about 70 inches of snow. You can't compare these things. Each storm, just because it's going to be a big storm doesn't mean that it's going to be a monster storm. It's just smart to be prepared for us, a major winter storm. That's all. I mean, gosh.
Yeah. It doesn't take much. It's not like we haven't lived through it before. We have. So that's why you should know. All right? Experience is the best teacher. And you all should know, back in November when we had that snow, do you remember how many people it took 6 hours in New York City to get home that night? Yeah. They weren't prepared for it. They were not prepared for it.
You know, it's just interesting. You know, when we get severe thunderstorm warnings or tornado warnings in the summertime, people heed them, and they don't compare them to previous thunderstorms or previous tornadoes, whatever.
But winter storms, they do. You're right. And I was talking, I'm guilty of that, because I was talking about Christmas night, 2002. I was on the North Shore of Long Island. It was heavy rain during the day. And then at around 5 o'clock, it changed over to sleet, changed over to snow, and the snow started coming down 1 to 2 inches an hour. I call the office, and I said, what is the story? They said, looks like the low has stalled south of Long Island. I said, so what does that mean? They said, we don't see the snow moving. I said, are you kidding me? They said, no. So right away, I said, listen, guys, I got to go, because I don't want to get stuck in this. There was over about 2-3 inches on the ground by that time. It took me, it should take me 45 minutes to get from Oyster Bay to where I lived in the Five Towns. It took me 3.5 hours. I never, ever saw anything like it in my life. And what's the reason for it, Marshall? Nobody was prepared.
So that's the deal, folks.
Be prepared.
Well, that's the whole thing. So in a nutshell, explain once again to everybody what we can possibly expect.
The snow comes in by early tomorrow evening. It could mix with sleet and freezing rain early Sunday. It will end Sunday afternoon, 1 foot or more, but the temperatures crash Sunday afternoon through the teens into the single numbers at night.